Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I am Anna. I am a cowbell player, singer, and guitar player in the band Friedberg.
Okay, so let's start right there.
With a cowbell?
You know what? The word is on here. You're laughing. The word is on here. I've already got the cowbell is right here. I like revisionist history because the internet is a scary, evil place. So,
what we don't.
So let's see. What do we know? Lenny Kravitz, 2009. Mm. We know debut album, 2010. Mm-hmm. We know London, 2019. Mm-hmm. You are post-punk, alt-rock. You're all of these things. It's quite amazing. I'm guessing that you like the cowbell because it allows you to get out all of your energy and stuff. Mm. Is that why?
That is why. And it adds just that. It makes me happy if I hear a cowbell in a track.
It's very ethereal, but it's also, it's like, if I slam that thing, I can actually sleep at night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and you're always the loudest in the room.
Austria to London.
Mm.
That's an interesting...
Austria to London via Berlin.
That's right. I had Berlin in there too. Mm. So that's pretty... Because London was the place? Because that's the place to do all the things you wanted to do when it was limited in other places?
Yeah, I guess that's it. And I was kind of a little bit bored of Berlin because it's people are too cool in Berlin to do anything.
So you didn't, you just didn't want to be around too cool people anymore?
I mean, I like cool people, but I don't like cool people who are just cool and not do anything.
So there's nothing deeper,
yeah,
deeper beyond that.
Exactly. But I mean, that's also, of course, cool.
So this is the tricky thing. You obviously are the front woman of a band, but it's also very much a band. True? So how does that work? I mean, because you weren't always a band. Where did the decision come to be a band?
I just was bored of being a solo artist, and I came to London. I didn't know anyone, and I thought it would be great to have a new band. And then I found...
That simple? That easy?
Yeah.
What's it like being young... And growing up in Friedberg.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot going on. There's lots of hills and fields and cows and cowbells. And yeah, there was
the cows
not
play
really
the cowbells
anyone.
Differently.
That's true.
Right? They just moo and then it just happens.
Exactly. Yeah, no, there was not a lot going on. And there was also not anyone really into music. I mean, there was not any supporters who were into music or anything. So I was basically just doing music on my own at home. Nobody knew it.
So I know nothing about formal training.
Basically, what the only thing I did, there was nothing, literally nothing. I only played football and I played ice hockey and I did music. That was everything. That's
but did
like
you have
a
formal
training?
Did you take lessons? Did you take lessons?
Yeah, I took classical guitar lessons and I actually had a really good teacher and he kind of... I was really good when I started with 11. I played for 2 years classical guitar and I played all these crazy pieces and he sent me to competitions and stuff because he was really, really pushing me. And so, yeah, I was never better than when I was 12 years old. I think that was the peak of my guitar career.
Hello's been around a minute. It's not a new song for you, is it?
Some songs are easy. They have finished easily and then they come out shortly after, but this song, I don't know, I always really liked it and started recording it in Berlin still, when I still lived in Berlin, in my flat, with really shitty equipment. We even recorded some of the drum parts there, the vocals, and then I always thought, it doesn't sound like good enough, and I tried to do, I had like, I don't know, 5 other versions and recorded the drums several times and everything, but somehow I never had this version that I really liked, and I thought, but this song needs something else. And then I finally met the producer in London and then we actually ended up using the original vocals from the very first take again and some of the drums we recorded in the flat. So it's a mixture of the very first recording and a brand new recording. And finally I think it's a version that I actually think, yeah, this is the song.
But what do you bring in general into the studio? How far have you taken it yourself? And then how much does a producer and an engineer and even mastering and all of that? I imagine you're pretty on top of all that too.
I'm definitely not an engineer, but I think I wouldn't call myself engineer.
No, but how far do you take it? What do you bring into the studio?
Lots of ideas, I guess. I mean, I don't bring them to the studio. Actually, I love to have... If I write with, for example, a producer, I'm in a studio with a producer, I love to go there completely blank with nothing and then just start a jam and come up with something in the moment.
That's very brave.
Yeah, it is very brave. I remember in the very first songwriting sessions, I always had like a backup, you know, like an idea in case nothing, you know, if you because it's quite scary actually. But now I'm kind of having the confidence that there's always something coming in. Or even if it's not good, I mean, it's not a problem, you know. But it's just fun to come up with something in the moment and then have someone to bounce back ideas and get immediate feedback. Because if I'm writing on my own, I'm constantly thinking, oh my God, I have like a million ideas and I don't know which one I should go for. So
you really do like to collaborate.
I like to collaborate.
You don't like it to be just yours. You like it to be part of a whole.
Yeah, I mean, I like to write on my own, but it's just harder because I can't make decisions.
Now, that was very honest, by the way. What is the filter? How do you know when a song is yours?
I guess it's always something that has a great beat.
Okay.
Probably lots of percussion and cowbells. And
right.
I don't know. It just has to touch me in some way and get me to a place that I like.
So also artistically, you've been doing these little mini 16-second kind of teaser videos.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right?
Did you see them? I just had this idea and I thought, oh, let's... I called my neighbor up and was like, do you have time for like an hour? Can you just film me jumping out of a bin?
In terms of the sound, working with your producer, with all of them, why them? Do they just understand your kind of gestalt?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's always someone where you feel like, are you exactly on the same wavelength? You think the same.
Right, right.
And it's not so easy, actually, to find someone who has the same taste and
not at all.
You also trust. And yeah, but there's a few people, and then it's always amazing.
When did you know that you could write a song? And do you know that you can do that?
I think now I kind of, I mean, no, but I know that I can have a good hook somewhere flying around.
So you get it. You get that pop songs are not evil. Hooks are not evil.
No.
Hooks are important.
I love a good hook, yeah. As long as the clothes and
yep. And
what they are presented are kind of cool.
Well, as long as it's really it's coming from you and it's not coming from, yeah, I want to make a hit.
Exactly. Oh, that's the worst. I did that too a few times, actually in LA with some songwriters, and I found it the worst thing.
I didn't know
I have a whole album, probably more than that.
I didn't know you've
been
through
released.
That. I didn't know you've been through that.
Yeah.
But that's
good to find out what you don't want.
But the U.S. is not a new thing to you. I bet a lot of people are here and they're seeing you and you're playing what you're playing at South by Southwest, mm-hmm. and they're going, oh, this is all new. This is not new to you, but yet you still do it. You're still willing to come to Austin, mm-hmm. to do this. Mm-hmm. Is that because you think you keep reinventing yourself and you just want people to see the new invention?
Yeah. I mean, I have never played South by Southwest, I have to admit, but...
Isn't that amazing, though, in all these years?
Yeah, I'm really happy that finally I'm playing in the festivals and everywhere where I always wanted to play, which I never did with my solo stuff before, and that I'm finally making the music that I really, really like myself, and yeah, it's amazing. And for me, it's a completely new thing now. It's like almost a new start, and...
Which is... Well, if you can reinvent yourself, that is amazing. Mm. I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. Mm-hmm. And what it is two of your songs on the outside. And then, lightning round, with not thinking about it, you're going to pick a bunch of music in between.